Hey, let's talk Gillette. What's happening in Gillette? Next week, on March 3rd, is a Gillette City Council meeting. Before we get to the agenda, let's take a look at some other City of Gillette happenings in the next week or two. City Council pre-meetings are back, starting at 5 p.m. in the third floor conference room before City Council meetings. The object of the pre-meeting is to give the council a chance to go over the agenda before the formal meeting starts. It's also open to the public. If you live in or near the Sutherland subdivision, you might be interested in a public meeting that will be held on Thursday, March 12th, from 5:30 to 7 p.m. in the Wyoming Room at the Campbell County Public Library. The meeting is to share project details, anticipated timelines, traffic impacts, and generally what to expect during the construction process. City staff will also be on hand to answer questions and gather feedback. So if you live or work in or near the Sutherland subdivision, check it out. The City Council meeting on March 17th is canceled. That's St. Patrick's Day. That's not why it's canceled, though, at least as far as I know. I think several members of the council were going to be gone that week. Anyway, to make up for the canceled meeting, the council will instead meet on March 24th, the following Tuesday. Here's the reminder I always hope I won't have to make again, and yet keep having to make. Don't forget that daylight savings begins for the year on Sunday, March 8th. When I looked it up, I noticed that some of the reminder things said to move your clocks forward an hour at 2 a.m. on March 8th, which struck me as a little silly. Surely it can wait for the morning, and there's no reason to get up in the middle of the night to reset the clock on your microwave or VCR or whatever. I suppose if you work Sunday, it might be important to change it on your alarm clock, but you could also just do it before bed on March 7th. It affects me in a strange way, since I do the television scheduling for GPA, and I have to remember that that day only has 23 hours, not 24. In practice, I never remember, and always end up wondering why all the programs are off by an hour when I look later. Here's what's on the March 3rd City Council agenda. There are three projects supported by the optional 1% sales tax on the agenda. All of them are streets projects, and two of them are our big annual ones, the 2026 Asphalt Pothole Repair Project and the 2026 Chip Seal Project. Those two projects cover problem spots in roads all over town. The last optional 1% item this time is an amendment to the Professional Services Agreement for the Echita Road Reconstruction Project. There are two items that sort of go together, relating to the 30-inch Madison Transmission Lines Repair Project. One of them is a waiver pursuant to Wyoming Statute 16-6-1001, and the other is an amendment to Work Authorization 2 for the project. Wyoming Statute 16-6-1001 is about capital construction project restrictions, preference requirements, and waivers. Basically, it's the bit of the state code that says we should prioritize Wyoming contractors for bids and add 5% value to bids from out-of-state contractors for purposes of comparison when evaluating bids. Even with a 5% increase, the out-of-state bidders won for the project, and so they need a waiver, which the City Council can grant. There are a couple of agreements with various county departments. One is an amendment to the Memorandum of Understanding between Campbell County and the city regarding the city pool, which allows Campbell County Parks and Rec's lifeguards to guard lives at the city pool during the summer. Then there are two with the Campbell County Fire Department, an emergency services dispatch agreement, so the fire department can have their dispatch in City Hall with the rest of the police dispatchers, and an information technology services agreement in support of the same thing. Then it's just the planning items left. Council will consider approving the Vista Grand 2 resubdivision and have the first reading of an ordinance to partially vacate a general utility easement off of Lemon Creek Court. And when it says partial, it means very partial, since it'll only vacate the southernmost foot of the 10-foot wide easement. That's a brief look at the March 3rd meeting. You can find the agenda on the city website, gillettewy.gov, and click on any item in the agenda to get a deeper explanation of the topic and see any supporting documentation. Sign up to receive meeting notices by clicking on the email updates link in the description of this episode. City Council meetings are broadcast live on GPA TV cable channel 192, as well as streaming online at gillettewy.gov/GPA, where you can also find past meetings archived. Let's Talk Gillette is a production of Gillette Public Access Television and the City of Gillette. For more information on city operations, visit the city's website, gillettewy.gov, or follow the City of Gillette on Facebook or Instagram.